welcome to All Consumed, a new episode of our long-running podcast.
Very long-running.
With me, Chris Osborne, and...
And me, Neil Davey.
Yes, and we are at Nettle Market, East London, just around the corner from the bigger Broadway market, but maybe nicer, I don't know, less peopled anyway, but the food's especially yummy here.
Yeah, it's a little kind of, it's like a little spin-off kind of street foody bit, isn't it? It's just kind of cool. Really there's a few couple of places here that have been meaning to go to for a long, long time, one of which we've ticked off, but we also, before we got here, we met just up the road in Donny's.
Donny's Deli, had one of those menus that looked like it could be extremely good or just kind of meh, and I'm happy to say it was extremely good.
It was very good.
And very filling, but then for some reason we still decided to eat more.
Dessert sandwiches.
So we walked over here and got some sandwiches from Bread Meat Sauce. And so we have sandwiched in a lot of sandwiches.
We have.
Now we're going to digest and talk about
it. We've admired the Bread Meat Sauce pun as well. Very good. M-E-A-T-S. Very clever. But really good sandwich. Everything was really, really good. It's, I guess this little stretch, because of the market and whatever else, has always been a little mecca for interesting kind of food products and things.
Yeah, a few of my favorites are around here, or have moved on. Yeah, Pockets used to be here. Yeah. They're phenomenal. They're around the corner now, but that's great.
I'm hearing good things about Jupiter Burger, which is just down there, which another day I would... So I suggest we have one, but
I'm okay for the next 12 hours, I think. Coffee here is pretty good. There's a little coffee place down there, and bagel places.
Yeah, that pizza place good as well.
Pizza by the slice place as well. Anyway, you want to talk about Donny's or Bread Meat Sauce first?
I think we should go Donny's. The order we did. So yeah, we did the big brisket. So it comes, there's the brisket sandwiches available as bigger and the biggest.
Yeah.
We were vaguely sensible before the other three sandwiches.
We got big.
And went big. Just really good sandwich. I mean, you made
I got the menu in front of me here. So grass-fed chuleta steak, and the way they spell chuleta, I presume that means Basque with a TX in the front. From Hill and Schrock Butchers, which is just around the corner on Broadway Market. And then that brisket was wood smoked by Uncle Han, a place I have never visited, but a barbecue place that's high on my list of want-tos.
On the list.
A little bit of Dijon and some Swiss cheese on kind of a rye caraway kind of Eastern bread.
Exactly.
And it was amazing.
Very, very good.
Us up too. We were having a nice little conversation
we had a moment.
Nothing, yes.
Yeah, yep. It was, the brisket, it's one of those. God. Yeah, I'm not always an admirer of when people go, it was so tender or it just fell apart. Or you can cut it with a spoon. Yeah, I don't really want to do that. It had a little bite.
It had a bit of texture. Texture, yeah.
It was,
probably means more flavor.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. And it's good to make put a little effort in.
Yes.
To get your reward. And then we did the chopped cheese.
Something
seems to be creeping into London more and more. So we skipped Patty Melt entirely, as we discussed last week. Last edition.
Whatever.
And chopped cheese.
Chopped cheese, ground beef, pickled white onion, jalapenos, iceberg lettuce, and American cheese with homemade maple burger sauce. And all that together on a very sort of, I would guess it was a potato bun.
Yeah, I think so.
It seemed like it made for a really delicious sandwich. And that's the great thing about going there with you. You can get two and split, they very kindly split them in a nice way. But I don't know which one I would choose if I went back. I might buy them both and eat one later. Because they're both really good. And then there was stuff on the menu that was looking good too. We got some sumac fries, which were very nice. I think they could have... had a little more sumac to live up to the name, but they were very nice fries.
Yep.
Yeah. And also, I'm still drinking it. Unlimited coffee. So you can get a coffee for a pretty decent East London price. And then if you had 50 pence, it's unlimited. So I've had two coffees filter coffees for the price of one. That's nice. It's decent coffee too. I think it's from Flying Horse Coffee. I'm not familiar with those, but that seems to be who their provider is. Anyway.
That's nice touch.
And it's just close enough that I can ride my bike there and feel like I got some exercise. But then burned off some calories, but if I have even the smallest thing on the menu, it just defeats the purpose.
You still got to cycle back.
Yeah,
still
have I got to cycle back. That's right. So I'll get another sandwich on the road.
Yeah.
But also conveniently on my way to and from where I usually have to go for work. So I think me and Donnie are going to have a meaningful relationship.
Meaningful long term.
You cook, I eat, Donnie, good. All right?
Yeah, I think like, cause I think they open quite early as well.
Yeah.
It's like 7 or 8 a.m. or something.
That was the other thing I was looking at. I was like, wait, okay, pretty decent menu.
Yeah.
They do breakfast. They're open. I think they're open every day of the week, even Mondays, and like early-ish. It reminds me, the place I used to live right around the corner, this little coffee shop open. I was like, oh, that's great. It's this little independent neighborhood coffee shop. And they wouldn't open until like 10 a.m. So like everybody's at work by then.
Yeah.
And they like closed within months. I was like, that's because like...
You're not open at the...
if I could walk in there and get my coffee before I got on the bus or the train or whatever, going to work.
Every day.
I would have paid your mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
But not being there for all the other people going to work, just meant some yummy mummies would go there, buy a cup of tea and sit and... probably spend waste money with all the napkins and air and space they're taking. Anyway, so these guys, Donnie, seem to realize when people want to eat and what they want to eat. And it was not like any of these crazy queues you often see on here in London, but it was well attended.
It did. Yeah, it was picking up as we
seats were some precious.
Yeah, we got in just before midday, and then it was picking up as we left about 12:30 or so.
Yeah.
So that was good. And then, wander down to Nettle Market, which I think is now, is it Saturday, Sundays?
Or is it Friday? I think some of these vendors might be open through the week, but it's mostly a weekend thing.
Yeah, bread, meats,
sauce. Bread, meat, sauce. We got two sandwiches here.
Yeah.
The hot chicken parm and the fish finger, weekly special fish finger. Hot chicken parm, panko crusted brined chicken thigh with an 8-hour tomato vodka sauce. Pickled chilies with a smoked chili harissa mayo and fresh coriander. It's not just a sauné, it's a bread meat sauce sauné. That was good.
That was good.
In fact, and also a fish finger sandwich. This was really good too. So crisp, thick fish fingers. I'm sure they didn't homemade them, but I don't know. But they were good with a rich romesco sauce, shredded lettuce. 48-hour pickled onion, and then I can't even read my own writing here, and then tarragon mayo.
That was good.
We ate the fish finger first. It was really good.
Really good. Both places done really well on the bread.
Yes, that was nice bread too. You're absolutely right. That was really nice.
A lot of people just mess
squishy
up.
Bread.
And
it made the difference between sort of looking at a fish finger sandwich and saying, well, I can just make that at home, and like, oh, wow, this is a treat.
Yeah.
And I would say kind of an expensive lunch eating four sandwiches between two people, but all reasonably priced if you were just going to like be a normal stomached human and just
have one. Just the one, and you can probably get away with about a tenner. If you're us.
Yeah, and I think I like both of those equally. Maybe the fish finger.
I think the fish finger is above the hot palm.
Hot palm was really good, but it's just also kind of all over the place. It was not traditionally Italian, and then this and that, and then da da da. But it's really good. And a nice, juicy chicken thigh, which is what we all want, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
Just want some chicken thigh, man.
All the thighs. That's what
all the thighs. Just want a chicken thigh. Neil over here, ostrich.
All the thighs. Any thighs.
Pigeon. Sparrow. Penguin.
Yeah, you need a lot of them. You need a lot of sparrow.
Sparrow thighs. I once used to be a place called like one of these skanky chicken joints called Rooster. They say rooster ribs and chicken. I was like, I have the chicken. I don't know about the rooster ribs. Those are going to be tiny. Oh, I thought those were toothpicks. Anyway,
there we go.
Aside from a really dumb excuse for joke
on the subject of
what else you've been doing when not eating too many sandwiches with me
on the subject of random bits of random tiny bits of bread. I was eating duck tongues.
Oh my god!
The other day at there's a restaurant called The Heron.
Oh, another bird.
So it's The Heron is a pub on it's just off the Edgware Road.
You got to crane your neck to see it, right? You're really winging it.
Yes. I would recommend you flamingo this.
Okay.
Ho ho. It's a Thai restaurant in the basement.
Okay.
It's gone through various iterations. When it first opened, they didn't even translate the menu into English.
Oh.
Really, really punchy. Kind of early days of blogging, a few people kind of picked up on it. And you'd have to go along and just kind of point at other dishes and point at random things on the menu and hope you were getting something. Incredibly unapologetically spiced, but very, very delicious. Over the years, we've had some really great meals there, some not so great meals. Standards have gone up and down as people have left. I think there's also a sense of quite often they don't want to hurt the white people.
Harder to resist these days.
A certain amount of heat. And then, occasionally they would up the volume of chilies. But some very, very good food. But I'm pleased to report it's currently on one of its...
It's on the up.
It's on the up. Very, very good. Open. Popped in there for a Sunday lunch, in actual fact. Really good. Again, they do lots of fantastic soups, which are... it's now actually translated properly, but it used to be called chicken paw soup. Chicken paw. Okay. But it's basically chicken feet. So the longer you left it on the little burner, the thicker it got because the collagen was releasing from the chicken feet.
I'm the same way.
Yeah. Longer you sit in the bath, thicker that water gets. But obviously the longer you leave it, the more infused the chili heat becomes. So it was a really interesting... it was a game of chicken. Not so ironically.
Nothing to block at.
But the food is really good. They're making kind of their own sausages in-house, which are always great. Simple, straightforward, very good value. The Heron. I think it's called something like Tai Zing currently, the restaurant underneath.
Tai Zing.
Tai Zing, I think. But I would need to double check that. But
is it appetizing?
If you've ever been before, worth going back.
All right. Wow.
It's always been a little stalwart of the kind of the address book, and then you go and go, it's not as good as it used to be, and then currently it is.
I wonder what the changes do to.
I think they just had various sort of chefs and families or people or sort of who've occasionally gone back to Thailand. And they've been running around trying to find some more people.
Oh, shit.
So it just depends who's in the kitchen. But, current team, absolutely on it.
Okay.
So, what about you, mate? What are you?
Well, let's see here. I have been a bit of a homebody, which you were talking about melts and we're talking about sandwiches, obviously. As a homebody, I'm realizing I can do a lot of the stuff at home for cheaper and better and sort of customized to me. So I have recently made some really good burgers, really amazing, a couple of amazing chicken melt sandwiches, reminiscent of what I used to eat when I would go to Waffle House in America. And then I kind of fused breakfast sandwiches and melts and came up with this breakfast melt sandwich that... Mm-hmm. I liked it so much I had it for lunch.
Fantastic.
Breakfast lunch. And then
within
48 hours, I had made it for myself again.
I hope in tribute to Waffle House, you had it at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I called myself Hun. And I stole a coffee mug from myself, yes.
And opened the kitchen to some random, quite suspicious looking person.
Anyway, now. Been at home a lot, cooking for myself. And listening and watching stuff, and basically just a few things I've been listening on. I've been watching and listening to. They're really, really fun. Alien Earth on Disney Plus. I don't know if we can be disapproving of Disney Plus these days? I guess it's okay now. Yeah, anyway.
I suppose, and also in a positive mood, lots of people who then apparently signed up for Disney Plus on the basis that they'd got rid of Jimmy Kimmel and are now sitting on a year subscription for something that they only bought in protest. So that's quite amusing.
Anyway, whenever you're there.
Allegedly.
It's a great series on first season. I have been, I think there's going to be a second, but Alien Earth, based on Ridley Scott's Alien franchise.
I'm only one episode in.
Yes, okay.
Because this is the sort of thing I have to watch when my wife is out.
Ah, I see. So. Well, yeah, I started watching it when my girlfriend was away. Mm-hmm. But as the name implies, that alien monster that, it's on Earth.
Yeah.
And along with other creepy monsters, there's one, without giving anything away, it's essentially a fusion of an eyeball and an octopus, and it is a nightmare. This is probably the centerfold of whatever Freudian or Jungian sort of symbolism book of nightmares. It's there, all right? And I won't even tell you the really creepy part about this monster. I'll give you the opportunity to see that for yourself.
I've already been told there's a couple of episodes I shouldn't watch over
food. A meal. Yeah, yes. No, not up. Yeah. What is delightful and is the sort of star of the show, Sydney Chandler. She does a great job, as do most of the cast. So, like, not giving anything away. This is like within the first 5 minutes, basically. There are people who are going to die. So, like, mm-hmm. children, terminally ill, and there's this in the sort of somewhat maybe like 100 years into the future. And what technology has been developed, where you can take essentially the consciousness of someone and put it into like a synthetic body. Mm-hmm. So you have these children who are in like superhuman adult bodies. And they're all kind of hot too.
it's what they would have wanted.
But
what
is really well performed, but could be hokey, is adults acting like children. Mm-hmm. But it is done really, really well. That's something that's really nicely pulled off, where it could just be stupid mm-hmm. or look like comedy when it's not. So. Really, props for to the actors there,
that kind of thing where you've got something that is kind of that full on creepy and terrifying and abjectly horrifying.
Yeah.
So to be taken out by something really clunky is a really really.
You're gonna enjoy it whenever your wife goes away. You've got something to watch
as long as it's not late at night or over food. Got it.
Late at night, I think we can manage. Anyway, also maybe not the best thing to listen to late at night is a podcast that I am obsessed with. I think I mentioned this to you.
You have mentioned this to me before. I really need to add it to my list.
But even since that's probably about a couple of weeks ago, even since then, I'm even more into it. And that is a podcast called Monsters Among Us, hosted by Derek Hayes. I think it's his creation. It's about 10 years old. Keeps going, and it's basically a really basic concept. People call in with their supernatural or paranormal experiences, and he builds a show around it. And so many people are calling him. He's been doing two free to listen to shows a week for approximately 10 years. And then if you're a paid subscriber, I am not, but you get even an extra shows. And they've just now done a spinoff, Monsters Among Us Jr., with little kids calling in with their monster experiences, which is cute and creepy at the same time. Like this little four-year-old talking about something under, the monster under the bed or something. And it's really, really nicely done. But just mostly Americans. And also it's nice because, like, if it can be debunked, like he will debunk mm-hmm. it. So like somebody saw like a cylindrical UFO. He's like, oh, well, where you live, there was a big sports event and the Goodyear blimp was there. That's what you saw. But if it's really weird or creepy or inexplicable, he'll mm-hmm. say, who knows? So it's really interesting to listen to. He's got an amazing deep voice talking about things in almost a William Shatner kind of way, but really deeply verging on bass, but deep baritone. So it's just fun listening to him, but it's impressive. And I still have so many. I only discovered this maybe even just a month or so before I told you about it. So there's so many episodes.
Yeah, so there's 10 years
there. Yeah.
That's a lot.
They're all really, really neat. And people have some messed up experiences.
Nice. It's good. Nice spot. Yeah.
And it's everything from like somebody talking about noises in the kitchen. It's like, I think you have mice. To like stuff that you really can't explain. And then stuff that like creeps you out. It's like, I'm going to keep my eyes closed and just and know that there's nothing in the room with me, even though it feels like it at this moment. Yeah. So really, really fun.
I shall add that to the list. Having just purchased a car that now has Android Auto, so we can actually listen to the podcast. A good podcast
for a long drive. Yes,
things we want for a long drive.
Well, speaking of good podcast, long for a long drive, which is also incredibly scary, but in a very real way. This podcast called Outlaw Ocean, hosted by Ian Urbana. This guy is an amazing journalist, done a lot of work for the New York Times, I think. This is an association with the LA Times, I think, and maybe Canadian Broadcasting. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Double check that. But basically, he talks about the Outlaw Ocean, everything from modern day slavery on ships to illegal fishing. And most of what you probably eat from the sea, you don't want to know where it came from or how it was gathered. Except for the fish fingers we had for our sandwich today, of course. It's really, it's really put me off squid. Just an episode about that. Also just people, you know, like migrants getting caught up. You hear about these people and these small boats. Well, then what happens?
Yeah.
And then where are they sent to? And then what happens when they're sent to Libya? And then what happens when they're... Yeah, it's really incredible. This guy is, you know, modern-day piracy, all this stuff. This guy is brave. Mm-hmm. Board these ships in the middle of the ocean to interview some captain about his slaves and things like that. It's really incredible.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's just this world going on that affects all of us every day. Even you go to the supermarket and you get some fish fingers for yourself, or you get sea bass, whatever the hell that means, when you see on our menu. And just going to like what that actually, the implications of these simple everyday things are, it's really incredible. Outlaw Ocean, I think there's only like 8 episodes. It's so good. Okay. And it was the sort of thing where like I just had finished listening to something and it was just sort of up on the prompt. I was like, I'll try that, which is why I'm sitting here. And then I was hooked. That's a good sort of time there.
But the interwoven nature of everything is really, I think this is something I always struggle to get my head around at the moment. Just,
it's a really tough yoga position.
Well, yeah, when you say that, so, well, when people say, oh yeah, we need to do this, and then somebody will always define, or come back with, oh yeah, but if we do that, that will affect this and this and this, and you go, yeah, yes it will. And then you go, so do we want that? Do we not? Like, yeah, so like we can tax the super rich, and people go, well yeah, but then if the businesses that they're involved with, probably thousands of pension funds around the world have shares in these businesses, which means the individual financial benefits that's going on for some people may be lost because we've then punished this person. But then that's the right thing to do. But is this, does that make it the wrong thing to do? And it's, I think we are in a very strange world.
Delicately balanced.
Where it's a very, very delicate balance.
I think things that give you a little glimpse to the strangeness more than we ever did before.
Yeah, and I think anything that gives you a little glimpse behind that curtain is quite interesting to see, particularly if it's from a strong, verifiable, properly trained journalistic source,
yes,
as opposed to a meme on Facebook, which is another.
No, this is like another old fashioned gumshoe,
old school journalism,
investigative journalism.
The sort of thing. Yes, I'm definitely not that kind of journalist. But yeah, there we go. So yes,
but over to you. So while I've been watching stuff and cooking at home, you've had a
a few very chilled days in Poland, just catching up with some friends in the outside Krakow. Didn't really do anything touristy. Was a lovely opportunity to catch up with some friends. She's Polish, he's British. And she has a lovely little sort of vegetable garden, grows a load of her own stuff, very into canning and preserving. So it's some fantastic, I would call it borscht, but they were kind of borscht.
Okay.
Which her dad
called the whole
made.
Thing off?
But they, and then some mushroom dumplings, which she'd broken out from the freezer over the last of last season.
Yeah.
So she wanted to share them with us. And then we went mushroom foraging.
Did you get up early?
Which was really interesting.
To go?
We didn't.
Because I've heard the crack of dawn is a really nice thing. Yeah. I've been hearing about that all my life.
Yeah. Honestly, come on. 3 days there and didn't even think of that one.
We have to go back.
God, outrageous. That's outrageous. But yeah, no, lovely. Poles are kind of obsessed with baking and cakes as well. So the little place where they live, there's like 4 really good cake shops. There's 2 very good ice cream places. So yeah. We ate cakes, we went mushroom foraging, we hung out with some friends and chilled out. So that was good, not a lot to report. Did get back to
Poland.
So with the car purchase, we were up that stretch of the Edgware Road, which seems to be supermarkets and car showrooms.
All right, so you've been going up and down the Edgware Road Central London Collindale.
Collindale, gave us a good excuse to pop back into Bang Bang Oriental food hall, which I know you've been to as well.
Massage parlor.
Yeah, that's the one. It's next door.
Bang Bang Oriental.
Bang Bang Oriental. It's a huge food hall up in Collindale. Must be, I don't know, what do you reckon, 20, 25, 30 different stalls?
There's a lot. It's like a mall that's a food court. Asian food.
Big sort of central seating area, and then just go and sort of queue up, order things, often very generously portioned. There's Thai's, Chinese, there's all sorts of stuff. Had some very, very good momo from a stall there. So really good opportunity to remind myself that exists, and also realize that on a good day, if the tubes connect, I can probably be there in about 35 minutes, which is a very, very dangerous discovery.
Yeah, it takes a little longer for me to get up there. I've been a few times, though. It's great. Once I was working in the area, and it was really nice knowing that was there for lunch.
It's a good option. Yeah. It's a good option. It was good value. I think if you can get a little group together and do it, it's probably the best way to do it.
Or
a little family thing. Go and try 3 or 4 things and just kind of share, because otherwise, unless you've got an appetite like us that can take down 4 you're not really going to get the most out of it on one visit. But yeah, I think that's going to be become a bit more of a regular haunt. And then, the other, also in a similar vein, went to a fantastic little Japanese restaurant on the South Bank.
Oh, yeah.
So around County Hall, there's always been sort of a couple of Japanese restaurants around there, I think.
I remember, at one point. However,
there's a very kind of upmarket sushi place. There's 2 or 3 others. But a friend who's spent a lot of time in Japan, indeed is retiring to Japan if her visa comes through, as a little kind of farewell supper, suggested we go to a place called Okan, which is in the county hall itself. Very, very simple. They're a specialist in okonomiyaki.
Okay.
Pancakes.
Japanese pancakes.
Japan cakes, if you will, indeed. It feels like someone has dropped a little sort of canteen style diner in from the Japanese market and just brought it across to the South Bank.
The way you described it reminded me of a place I had dinner in Japan, in Kobe, Japan. Right. So it sounds like high on my list now.
Really simple, very straightforward menu, good value, regular churn of people. And you can book, but I think they also open for sort of walk-ins. There's a few seats at the kitchen counter. But yes, the kind of thing you could go in and have a lingering hour or two, or just go in and grab something very, very quickly. But
Are you still talking about massages?
Yes, yes,
okay,
we are.
Yeah,
yes,
okay,
we are.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, now again, that's next door. It's, yes, I can on South Park. There's also one in Brixton, I believe.
All right. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Like in Brixton Market?
I'm not sure where I would assume so. I think Brixton is walk-ins only. O'Can at the South Bank, you can actually reserve, and would heartily suggest that you do, because it's really, it's tiny and it's popular. So,
Didn't like President Barack Obama visit this when he came to the UK, and they asked him where you want to eat? He was like, yes, O'Can.
Oh, man.
Didn't this happen?
Ah, dear. You don't know what it's like doing a podcast with this man.
Me neither, yeah. Wow. Anything? Oh, I have one more thing to add. Oh,
fantastic. No. I'm kind of done. I've done all the Asian food in London.
Yeah, there you go.
All
right, good. Yeah. Well, yesterday, I went and bought some coffee, like coffee beans. Mm-hmm. And when you do, the place I go, Perky Blenders, their little kiosk outside.
Yeah, well, we love the pun.
Yes. But their kiosk outside of Walthamstow Central. If you get a bag of beans, they give you a free drink. So I filled up my little coffee mug with a coffee drink. Had a little snack with me. Rode my bike down to the Walthamstow Wetlands, which I know I've mentioned before on here. And just sat down there to have it before going back home. And there's like a row of picnic tables along sort of the main pathway there. And most of them are situated so you just see the passage of other walkers and cyclists and everything. But there's one antisocial bench that faces the water. And I sat down there. It's just kind of sitting there at the water, framed by hawthorn trees. The water is very clear. You can actually see the depth of it, and just everything's flowing. And suddenly an hour had passed by me just sitting there.
Nice.
Enjoying myself. And it was so nice, man.
A little communing with nature.
Yeah, we need
to do that more.
Really nice. And if
we all need to do that.
We're here just talking about the things that make us happy and give us pleasure. That was like one of the nicest things I've done for myself in a long time that I can mention while we're recording.
Oh, God, he's going to mention it when he goes.
Yeah.
When we turn it off. Oh, no.
Anyway, so that was just
quick,
really.
Quick,
really,
play the theme music.
Yes, which is E-Nubs, The Year Was Strange. And if I may say something that will bring things back grounding, just if somebody would actually like to give us a review on Apple Podcast or on our website or Instagram. I'd love to hear what people think or have any suggestions. So if you want to give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, that's great.
We completely understand if you don't.
If you don't. But I just see.
I mean, we've heard this.
I'm fishing for feedback. Yeah, I think it'd be cool.
Good.
And you can find us on Apple Podcasts. Our website is allconsumedpod.com. Mm-hmm. And we're at allconsumed on Instagram.
It's strange. It's interesting because we often kind of, you know, go back into the systems and look and see how many downloads things have had or whatever. And it always amazes me when you get like, oh no, there were like half a dozen. And then and then you get an episode and it's like sort of 300 and something. Yeah. And then the next one's 12.
Yeah.
What engaged last time?
We'd love to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Help
aside
us.
From that, Neil, anything else you want to...
No, that's kind of it. No, I say I'm usually available and trailing food that I've had over the last how many weeks on Instagram at DineHard. We are there ourselves as the pod as well, at All Consumed Pod. And any way of tracking you down these days, or are you just still being mysterious?
So avoiding everybody otherwise. Yeah, find me watching the water at the Walthamstow Wetlands.
That seems like a very good place to hang out.
Anyway, so thank you, Neil.
Cheers, mate.
I think that went nicely.